This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley on Monday, the 24th of October. After a weekend that saw one team relegated, another almost relegated, and a third return to the relegation zone after a shock result elsewhere. But the big news at the top was a clear statement of intent from J1 leaders Kashiwa Reysol, as they came from behind to win 3-1 away to Sanfrecce Hiroshima and further their bid to win the title just a year after promotion. Well, starting in Hiroshima and after a goalless first half, former Reysol striker Tadanari Lee looked to have pushed his former club off track, with a terrific opener for Sanfrecce 12 minutes into the second. Twisting away from his marker before lofting the ball over goalkeeper Takanori Sugeno from almost 30 yards. But the visitors remained calm and underlined their championship credentials with a valiant late fight back. Brazilian wide man Jorge Wagner equalised with a first-time left-footed volley, before crossing for evergreen forward Hideaki Kitajima to beat Japan custodian Shusaku Nishikawa via a clever back header on 82 minutes. Kitajima sealed three vital points for Kashiwa 5 minutes later, reacting quickest to net the rebound after Nishikawa had failed to hold on to a free kick effort from Wagner. Second place Gamba Osaka remained 2 points off the lead, despite an easy 5-0 romp at Montedeo Yamagata. Takahiro Futagawa got the 2005 champions off the mark on the half hour, before Lee Kun-ho danced through the home side's defence to double the advantage via a 1-2 with strike partner Rafinha. The South Korean international then sent in a low cross for young left-back Hiroki Fujiharu to celebrate his first goal in professional football, while further strikes from Rafinha and substitute Shota Kawanishi took free-scoring Gamba's seasonal goal tally to 71 from 30 games. The result means that Yamagata will have to win all four of their remaining matches to have any hope of survival. Reigning champions Nagoya Grampus edged a topsy-turvy battle at Omiya Ardija by 3-2 to stay just a point behind Gamba in third. 2 goals in 2 second-half minutes from Keigo Higashi and Raphael gave the Squirrels a sudden 2-1 lead after Grampus had led through Marcus Tulio Tanaka's third-minute opener. But Keiji Tamada found space in a crowded penalty area to level the scores again and set up a dramatic finale. With just 6 minutes remaining, Yuki Fukaya foolishly held back Nagoya striker Joshua Kennedy in the penalty area, and the Australian dusted himself off to fire in his 16th league goal of the season from the spot. Avispa Fukuoka saw their inevitable relegation confirmed with a 3-1 reverse at Alborex Niigata on Sunday afternoon. Hopes of a miracle recovery began to fade in only the second minute when midfielder Isao Honma curled in a spectacular opener for Alborex, while a second-half brace from Cho Young-chul sealed Avispa's fate long before Yutaka Takahashi's late consolation. In their first season back in the top flight following a 4-year absence, the Kyushu club have mustered just 18 points from their 30 games thus far, losing fully 22 of them. With Yamagata almost certain to join them in J2 next season, the battle is on to escape the final spot in the bottom three, and Urawa Reds took a huge step towards survival by surprisingly winning 2-1 away to title outsiders Yokohama F. Marinos. The Reds, who fell into 16th position last weekend and subsequently fired manager Zeljko Petrovic last Thursday, look set for another day of struggle as Masashi Ogoro put the home side in front just 4 minutes into the first half. But Naoki Yamada gained a controversial opportunity to equalise early in the second after he was adjudged to have been felled by Marinos defender Yuzo Kobayashi. The 21-year-old's penalty was comfortably saved, but Genki Haraguchi was able to steal in and fire home the rebound. Urawa then sealed a priceless victory just after the hour mark, Tsukasa Umesaki leading a 3-on-2 breakaway from a quick restart and making space to hit a low strike past Hiroki Ikura. Vanfore Corfu slipped back 2 points behind the safety line on 30 points overall after a comprehensive 3-0 loss at Shimizu S-Pulse 24 hours later. 14th placed Omiya have 35 points, while Vissel Kobe slipped to 13th with a 1-1 draw at Kashima Antlers and cannot afford to relax yet on 37. Elsewhere, Hiroshi Kiyotake returned after a month's absence to help Sereso Osaka to a crushing 4-0 away defeat of Jubilo Iwata. Well, just two more quick talking points starting in Iwata, where Sereso forward Yuji Bando equaled the J-League record by scoring for the 9th time as a substitute this season. His injury time strike was also the 100th league goal of his career. Finally, FC Tokyo maintained their 7-point lead at the top of J2 thanks to a goalless draw away to second place Sagan Tosu. Tokushima Vortis moved into the third promotion spot after Consadole Sapporo suffered a shock loss at Gainare Tottori. That's all for today. Join me again next week for news on the Yamazaki Nabisco Cup final between Urawa Reds and Kashima Antlers. Bye for now.